Am I on? Ah, there we go. Good morning, everyone. It is wonderful to see you all here today. I am very pleased that now the fog is burning off, that we're going to have some sunshine. And I hope that our worship today will fill you with sunshine. You will feel the joy of God's love and that you will leave feeling refreshed and renewed and ready for the week to come. We have several announcements today. First of all, we are installing officers today. We will be doing that. I didn't put it in the bulletin, but we'll be doing it between the song after the assurance and before the peace. So you'll know when it happens. We have another congregational meeting it will be Sunday, February 4th at the end of the worship service. That's next Sunday. The purpose is to review my terms of call. Presbytery raised the minimum salary, so my call has to be adjusted to reflect that, and we forgot to do it last week. So Bill asked me to call another meeting, and it should be fairly short. We also have to elect a second trustee. If anybody is interested in serving as a trustee, let me know, or let Joe Shade know, and we'll duly elect you next week. Special Nicaragua offering in preparation for the Kentucky partners' upcoming trip to Nicaragua. We will be collecting a special offering for projects. Offering will be collected on February 11th, 18th, and 25th. Those are the last three Sundays in February. So if you need more information, you can talk to Bill. I think we're all familiar with the Nicaragua projects, but if you want more information, talk to Bill. Don't forget to check the directory pages in the narthex, if you haven't already, to update your contact information. We are going to be putting together a new directory, yay, and we need to make sure that everybody's information is correct. Also, at the February 24th meeting of the Presbytery, they're going to be offering some workshops. They're listed there. If you're interested, there are some information sheets in the narthex, or you can find it on the website. The Presbytery meeting is February 24th, which is a Saturday. Are there any other announcements we need to hear this morning? As I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you all the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Good morning. Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. While we are together, let us give thanks to God wholeheartedly. God is always faithful and just. We know we can trust God.
Together, let us praise our God.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Let us pray. Righteous and honorable God, your word is good news to the whole creation, which breathlessly awaits rebirth. May we be a part of the coming renewal by sharing the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, in our words and in our deeds. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. Our opening hymn is Praise the Lord, God Glory Show. It's number 481 in the Large Blue Hymnal.
Before I go to the prayer of confession, there was an announcement that I forgot. I had an email from Jim and Erica Berry yesterday, and they miss us. They are without transportation at the moment. Their car, it was on December 31st, their car had transmission trouble, and I don't know whether it can't be fixed. It must not be able to be fixed, because they're looking for a good used car to purchase. So if anyone knows of a source for a good used car, that they're looking for something with less than 100,000 miles and less than 5 years old, I don't know what their price range is. But get in contact with Jim and Erica, or let me know and I will, so that we can get them back with us. Also, if you live out in the Florence area and you would be able to stop and pick them up, you might give them a call and just make the offer. I don't know whether they'd take you up on it or not, but I think it would be, I know Bill has asked if they would like a ride to meetings, but I miss the Berries as well. So anyway, just thought I'd pass that along to you. There is a flyer from Jim on the wall, and let's see what we can do to help him out. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin to God, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sin and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Let us pray together the prayer of confession. Good and gracious God, you have raised up prophets to show us the way, but we want to go our own way. You call us to worship and serve you, but we have our own gods. Have mercy upon us, O God, and give us the strength to be your people in the world. Teach us to be examples of your loving promise, a promise of health and wholeness for all of creation. And now, in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Friends, the good news of Christ is this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let us remember Christ in our daily tasks, in our prayers, in our songs, in everything that we do. Because in Jesus Christ, we are all forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen.
In Jesus Christ, we are all forgiven.
We're going to take a pause for just a moment, and we are going to install our candidates for office. And I invite Becky Lindsay and Gary and Johanna Willis and Dawn Farwick to join me up here. As you know, if you were at the congregational meeting last week, Becky and Gary have agreed to serve as elders for the class of 2020, and Johanna has agreed to serve as deacon. And I guess we ought to have Sandy in here as well. Is she out there? She's out there, yeah. She must have gone. Oh, she's not listening.
Her sister's going to get a call.
Yeah. She may have gotten a call. Yes.
That's what she said. Yeah, because she gets called.
Very cute.
You look fine. So these are our nominees that we have elected for elder and deacon and trustee, and we will have another trustee hopefully elected next week. And so I introduce you to them. You all know them. You elected them. And so now it is time for me to say a prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, as we install these elders, deacons, and trustees today, may your spirit be upon them. May you give them the energy, imagination, and love that they need to serve this congregation. And may we all support them in this endeavor. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I have some questions for all of you, and I have some questions then for deacons, for elder, deacon, and trustee. Becky and Gary, Johanna and Sandy, do you all trust in Jesus Christ, your Savior? Acknowledge him, Lord of all and head of the church, and through him believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, do you?
I do.
Do you accept the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be, by the Holy Spirit, the unique and authoritative witness to Jesus Christ in the church universal and God's word to you, do you?
I do.
Do you sincerely receive and adopt the essential tenets of the Reformed faith as expressed in the confessions of our church as authentic and reliable expositions of what Scripture leads us to believe and do? And will you be instructed and led by those confessions as you lead the people of God? Will you fulfill your ministry in obedience to Jesus Christ under the authority of Scripture and be continually guided by our confessions? Will you be governed by our church's polity, and will you abide by its discipline? Will you be a friend among your colleagues in ministry, working with them, subject to the ordering of God's word and spirit? Will you? Will you, in your own life, seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, love your neighbors, and work for the reconciliation of the world? Do you promise to further the peace, unity, and purity of the church? Will you pray for and seek to serve the people with energy, intelligence, imagination, and love? Now, Becky and Gary, will you be a faithful ruling elder, watching over the people, providing for their worship, nurture, and service? Will you share in government and discipline, serving the councils of the church? And in your ministry, will you try to show the love and justice of Jesus Christ? Will you?
I will.
Johanna, will you be a faithful deacon, teaching charity, urging concern, directing the people's help to the friendless and those in need? And in your ministry, will you try to show the love and justice of Jesus Christ?
I will.
And Sandy, as a trustee, will you use your energy and your ideas and your faith to help us manage the property and help us make decisions regarding it with Jesus Christ by your side? Now, Dawn has questions for the congregation.
Do we, the members of the church, except this crew, because they are a crew, as ruling elders or deacons or trustees, chosen by God through the voice of this congregation to lead us in the way of Jesus Christ, do we?
We do.
Do we agree to pray for them, to encourage them, to respect their decisions, and to follow as they guide us, serving Jesus Christ, who alone is head of the church? Do we?
Thank you. I'm not going to ask you to kneel, but if you'll line up right here in front of the communion table, and I'd like to invite anyone, and this is the whole congregation, I think, who is ordained, to come forward and lay on hands, if you would like, so that we can pray over this group. Ordained deacon or elder, anyone who is ordained. That's okay.
Pretty much.
This is really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think if you want to come up, even if you're not ordained, come ahead. Yes.
You're a deacon. You are
Matt?
A deacon. Goodness. The soundboard's all right. You can come forward.
Just put it on autopilot.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are here to install these elders, deacons, and trustee to the offices of Community of Faith Presbyterian Church. Lord, the amount of people around them who are surrounding them is a testimony to the faith and witness of this church and the support that they will receive as they serve in these offices. And Lord, we also call upon the great cloud of witnesses that surround all of us as we go about your work in the world. Lord, lead Becky and Gary and Johanna and Sandy as they fulfill their offices, as they do your work in the world, and as they seek to serve community of faith with energy, imagination, and love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Congratulations, and thank you for serving. We should have had Matt take a picture. And since we're all standing, let us pass the peace to one another.
Next, right? Far.
As we prepare to hear the word spoken and proclaimed,